We acknowledge your faithfulness. We acknowledge you are good, good Father. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. As a parent, it is written for the children, children not for the parent. Sometimes we think we do to gain you, but we don't need to do anything to gain you, already done for us. We just need to acknowledge you, caring for us more than we can care for ourselves. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I don't know about you. I thank God for the children of God. You know, most of us, we don't have good parents. The same, we are not really good parents, like my case I'm talking about. But our Father is different. He's good Father. And he gives us so much wisdom, so much understanding. And matter of fact, as children of God, I've seen that we have a lot of knowledge from the Word of God. So we can open our phone, there's the Word of God. We can open our Bible, there's the Word of God. Matter of fact, we've been studying too much. I've been saying over and over, I love studying the Word of God, but like I've mentioned many times when I come to share the Word over here, and the Lord caught me sometimes and said, what are you doing? I said, I didn't study your Word. To have your knowledge. He said, knowledge pop up. Pop up. The more we have knowledge, we thought that we know it. We thought that we have revelation. We thought that, oh, I memorized the scripture. I know it. But those said, all you need to do is learn how to practice and believe my word. We don't need too much knowledge. We just need less unbelief so we can believe his word. So interesting for me this morning, Ernestine mentioned about finance. That's what I'm going to talk about, stewardship this morning. I've been praying, say, Lord, I have no idea. I don't have any message. I've been praying, nothing going on. Even the last night, they say, in the name of Jesus, you will have message tomorrow. The thing is, God been speaking, but I have trouble hearing. It's not, he's not speaking, but my receiving is not good. Always frequency of God's voice out there, but we don't have perception at the right rhythm, or how you call it, to receive the perception, just like your phone sometimes doesn't work well because there are some hindrance out there, but there's signal always out there. So the same thing. So the Lord brought me back to my remembrance. So I want to look at Luke chapter 16, talking about stewardship. And Luke chapter 16, I want to open Luke 16 from verse 1 to verse 12. I'm going to focus on verse 10 and 12. Let me see, I can see in King James Version right here. New King James, so we can read easily. I study old King James, but I like to share New King James because doubt the, and I don't like that. Anyhow, but all good. Go to Luke 16. This is talk about stewardship. Jesus was talking about this, and for the time's sake, I'm going to skip and just talk about, he said to his disciple, this is when he talked to disciples. Interesting, Jesus talked to his disciples concerning about stewardship. He was talking about, this can apply to many areas, but I'm going to talk about finance today. There was a certain rich man who had a steward, and an accusation was brought to him that basically this man did wrong. He didn't, the master said that he was wasted his goods. Basically, he didn't have a good managing the thing that had been given to him as a manager, so to speak. In all day, I want to make it clear, just like trying to make the point right here. And he's wasted. And he come to the time that his master heard about what he'd been wasted, his good. And then he thought to himself, I'm going to do something about myself when I'm laying off, or when I kick off from my position, I will have some people at least give me health today or give me food to eat. So he was telling people who owe his master how much, just right, as long as I'm in this position, I have other, I have authority to do what in my position right here. So he was telling all the people that in his employee, whatever, the people that write down or how much the debt, so they can, he really can reduce the debt. And then the master come back and say, he compliment on this guy, how smart he is. He said, man, before he lost his manager, he still doing something really wise. And then the Lord commanded, the children of this world is wiser than the children of God. And I see that a lot of things. And the Lord reminded me this morning about stewardship. And then let me go down to verse 10 and verse 11, 12. And I want to focus on three verses. And verse 10, verse 12, let's say, it says, he who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. And he who is unjust in what is least and is unjust in what is much. 11. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous man or master or whatever your boss can call, who will commit to your trust to true riches? And King James says, I like another. Let's continue read verse 12. If you have not been faithful in what is another man, who will give what is your own? So basically talk about the honoring, the trust, the stewardship, the managing what God has given us. This can apply to your gift God has given you. This can apply to finance. This can apply to anything honoring. And just like people give you a car, like let's say you don't have a car to ride, people give you a car, how you treat the car? And are you honoring the person who gave you the car? So in turning, doing that and honoring possession of other. Honoring possession of other. I remember one time when I was waiting for my car to come, it was last year, 2021, it's 2021, 6 months for me to have a car. And then I was so, he didn't give me the time. I've been waiting and waiting. I said, wait, you got to tell me what day, what time. I can't wait 6 months already. I've been riding Uber 6 months already. And I was angry because Uber sometimes, like, I have to wait from my work to home, sometimes an hour because nobody have Uber in Youngsville. In Raleigh, yes, there's plenty. In Youngsville, I mean, every night it was a hassle. Anyhow, I called the manager and said, hey, I want to talk with the general manager, not just manager. I said, look, this is my situation. I'm waiting just like the cloud. There's no rain. There's nothing going on. No day, no time telling me when I'm going to have a call. Been 6 months ready. And tell me the truth that I can search for all the options. He said, what do you need? I said, I need a call. That's simple. I need a call. Okay, tomorrow come pick the call. So he gave me a loaner call. I said, I don't want to pay for it. I wanted my car. He said, I'm going to give you a loaner call. That means I had to pay for it. He said, no, just get the car and drive. So, and then about maybe a few days later, he said, you got a car. So when I return the car, I fill all the gas to make sure everything in the car the way that when I bought it. So he said, why you fill the gas in? Why you do this? Why do this? The guy was telling me. I said, I'm honoring you. Give me your expensive car for me, like $70,000 car for me to drive and freely of charge. And I return to you without feeling gas. I don't feel any riot. Said, you don't have to. Not many people are doing this. You see that? That tells us something right there. Not many people are doing that. What that mean? Not good stewardship. So we're not honoring the people who give us. So we're not honoring people's possession. So how can God gonna honor us to give what is our own? So the Lord reminded me when I come to U.S. 2005. So this, the end of this month, going to be 18 years I've been in U.S. 18 years. So you don't know, every year, March 29, I celebrate the freedom, the liberty, the opportunity, the blessing, the goodness that God has brought me this by his goodness, his power. Last time I talked about remember what God done for us, just this morning on his thing. But so the Lord reminded me after I was spending time with the Lord this morning, reminded me, I just like this stewardship. I have wasted his good. I have wasted his good since 2005 until 2020. 15 years, I have wasted his good. Until 2020, I have repented. Daddy and I will repent. I'm talking about finance right here. So 2005, 2006, every time I have money, I just gave it away. Yes, that's what I'm supposed to do. That's what my heart's supposed to do. The Lord reminded me that's a good thing to do, but it's not the right thing to do. And I just like gave to some of my relatives, some of my family, just continue giving. I remember 2006, God gave me grace. I can do nails. And the people, I was working in Mount Airy, they gave me tips. I'm like crazy. A month, I had $5,000 one month. So long story short, let's say if I would save it, the Lord reminded me, if I would save it, I don't have much bill. My bill max, I would say I would say 2,000. I still have 3,000 left. I don't do this. I don't do this. I don't do this. I don't have fancy car. I don't have anything. My bill, I stay with somebody $300 per month. My food, max, okay, $1,000. I don't eat that much. But anyhow, I just put the max number. I still have at least 2,000. A year, I would say 20,000. Easy. Okay, 2006, 2007, 2008, 2009, at least 2011. I still have money when I moved to Raleigh, at least in my bank, $20,000. The Lord reminded me, because you, when you come to Raleigh, remember I mentioned my story, I didn't have food to eat. I said, because you have wasted. I have wasted God's goodness. I thought that I have the right to spend whatever I want because I'm the one making this money. I'm the one doing this every day, 6 days a week. I'm the one helping. If God did not bring me to this country, if God did not bring me, if he did not give me ability to do nail, you think I can, if God didn't give me favor with my customers, they don't give me tip, do I have that money? No. The answer is no. So the Lord reminded me in 2020, Daisy and I, we didn't have much in our bank account after we bought a house. Well, this we supposed to, God asked us supposed to give about 2,000 our bank account. I would say 6,000. And we gave it all 6,000 instead of 2,000. The later, before we gave the last 2,000, the Lord told me not to do so. But I'm going to let my wife, you have to let your wife do it later. Rather make small mistake and in future, bigger mistake. I let her do that. She got hated herself later. And I have to come down. Okay, Lord already told me, don't worry, let it go. So since that moment, we have repented. 15 years I have wasted his good. Go to Proverbs chapter 6. We know all this knowledge. We don't practice. We don't practice. We don't practice. I'm in Vietnamese. I'm not sharing with Vietnamese people. It's come my phone comes in. Proverbs chapter 6 from verse 6. This is talking about the ant. Look at the ant. So the Lord reminded me. Okay. Chapter 6. My son. Okay, chapter 6. Hold on. Verse 6. Okay. All right, chapter 6, verse 6. Go to the end, or you slacker, or you can go to the end, or you are not wise. Consider her ways and be wise, which have no captain or no seer, no ruler, no overseer, but provide her food in the summer, okay? Gather her food in the winter. Let's go to another translation. I like another translation there. I like the other translation, New Living Translation, I think. Look much better. New Living Translation. Okay, New Living Translation. It says, take a lesson from Anne, or you, like people who have don't understand, learn their ways and become wise. Though they have no prince or governor or ruler to make them work, they labor hard all summer and gathering food for the winter. Interesting, sometimes the Lord asks us to learn from animals, from the thing that's an insect, the thing that has no value. But what is the point? The Lord wants us to learn. I didn't do my stewardship. If I would store my money for myself, I learned from Ernestine, might remember, Pastor Lawson Purdue, he said, if you save your money 10% of every dollar you earn, you would never go poor. I took that advice because he's multimillionaire. He knows what he's talking. I'm not multimillionaire, but he's multimillionaire. If he says so, must be so. I need to take advice. And a lot of things we can save our money if we do our due diligence. If we would save 10%. I agree with him. Let's say you make 2,000 per month, 200 every month you save. A year we have 2,000, at least 2,400. And 10 years, how much money we have? 20 years we pay off a mortgage. debt free. See? We don't need to make 5,000, 6,000, but if we know how to manage it. So right here, the Lord asked, we need to learn how to be a good stewardship. It's good managing what we have. And since we repented, our income comes to us crazy because we don't give the way that we used to give. We just blow it. Daisy and I, we love people. We just give whatever people ask. Good thing to do, but not the right thing to do. We need to do the right thing to do. Since then, we learn, I said, from the lady who come to our shop, she blessed us about $10,000. After we repented, the Lord brought back to the blessing come to us. Like I shared my testimony last year, we can't do it without the blessing of God, without the good, but we have to do our part. Since we repented, we say, Lord, we're going to do what you asked us to do. Whether my family in need, they desperate need, I'm not responsible for that. I learned when it was in a hardship, I was expecting my friend, I've been helping him 14 years, to help me at least one thing. The Lord reminded me this morning as we were worshiping, it's not his responsibility for you to be in need. It's you have the responsibility. I'm the one responsible for your life. Father for the children, children not father. You can't expect receive from somebody else to bless you. Only person we need to expect is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father, who can bless us abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to what you believe in your heart. And the Lord reminded me, you need to prepare just like the ant. Why they? They don't have any God. We have the Holy Spirit. We have the power of God. We have the goodness of God. We have the resource. But the thing that we have been wasted, like I have done, we have done. So it's time for us to practice. God give us wisdom. We're not like these ants. They don't have seer, they don't have ruler. But we have the Holy Spirit, the God of whole universe stay in us. We don't ask sometimes. We don't ask before we did. I didn't ask him before I did. I have wasted his good. He's not pleasing with me when I do that. He still loves me. He's not pleasing me. He can't trust me. I'm not honoring. I'm not value how much he gave me money. You see? I have been wasted his good. But he wants us to practice. The reason Jesus put the word of God is for us to practice. It's not for us to have knowledge. Yeah, look at how much I can memorize scripture. Look how much I can quote scripture. That's not the point. In the Bible, never say that memorize scripture. He never said that. He said, let not the word of God depart from you. What that mean? We need to meditate day and night. It's not about how much knowledge we have. That's why a lot of people, I know a lot of people pursuing knowledge, not practicing what we have. The same thing with money. If we're practicing what we have, we would never have that. Last year, I shared all 2-3 years ago, I said, within 7 years, I will pay off my mortgage. You watch and see. This year is the year of six, the one more year. I'm coming close. I'm going to pay off. Because I know the power of God. I know when we believe something, the Holy Spirit, the blessing of God going to overtake us. The Bible tells us it is his pleasure to give us prosperity. It is his pleasure to give us money. Why? When you have money, you can bless people. You can bless the person God wants you to bless. I give you one example. Recently, since 2020, we've been doing the thing that God put in our heart. Recently, the most recently, I partner with a guy in Vietnam, his church now. My goodness. He said, since the day that I started listening to you, my life never the same. He got a car. I mean, you talk the ministry, 6,000 people under his influence in his church only, but outside that even more. I only send him 500. I said, last year, I told him, the Lord wants you next year, prepare. You're going to have vacation a week. Go the place that you like the most, the best place that you want to go. God going to bless you. He didn't believe me when I said that last year. Recently, I sent him only $500. He spent the money. He called his parents. He took off from his church. Went to the place that very nice place, a good place. His dad was calling me while they're on vacation. They were crying. Their life changed forever. Only $500. You see that? When we sow in the good soil, good seed, we all bless. Not only God himself blessed because you see children, take care of one another. But his parent, my friend's parent, before he went, he asked the Lord, give him that desire to bring his parent. I thought that only his family, because only $500 in Vietnam, that means you're talking about $10,000 over here. The value of right now. You know, when we give the right, when God is blessed and change his life, now he want to leave more. Now he brag about Jesus. Jesus is so good, man. God is making the guy in America, he just sent us money. We just go. You see, the money has power, can change your life. But in order for us to have flourish, we need to have a good stewardship. We need to put some saving and spending. We can't just say, we have to spend. We have to take care of ourselves. For instance, the Lord taught me about how can I use my money wisely. For instance, like this clothes, I never buy $100, $200. So say, you buy the good quality, it doesn't matter how much it costs. Because 5, 6 years, I'm still wearing. See that? If I buy the, I buy the cheap thing, yeah. $5, $10. Guess what? I wear one time, I draw it, and sometimes I never wear it. You see that? That's wasted. So God wants us to buy quality stuff you can use forever. He said, buy iPhone. You like iPhone? Buy iPhone. Buy the good version. You have it at least 4 or 5 years. In 4 or 5 years, you save a ton of money. Instead, you have to do it every year. Now, if you have money, it's fine. You can buy it every year. But I'm talking about my case. I'm not there yet. So I don't want to be wisely. I want to use my resources. God has given me. I don't have money by myself. He's the one gave me. I need to honor him. If I don't honor all this man, that's God's, how can he trust me, give me more? I can't expect him to give me more unless I can faithful small thing he has been giving me. You see that? If we faithful small thing, guess what? We will be faithful bigger thing. When we take care of small matter, let's say this year, 5,000. This year, let's say a month, I make 2,000. But next year, I want to make 3,000, 4,000. If I take care, do my due diligence, do my stewardship rightly before God, I guarantee you, God will bless you. I've seen that. And I talked to a guy, never make $5,000. I taught him, he make $5,000 a week now. Oh, no, a month, I'm sorry. I'm serious. God give me grace. It's not about me. The grace of God in me, the anointing that God has given me can help people get increased. If you believe what I'm sharing right here, you watch 1 month. You do go home, do the math. Let's say you have whatever your priority, giving part, spending part, saving part. You do the mark. Next year, tell me. The end of this year, tell me. Watch God will multiply your money, your finance. I'm serious about this thing. I'm serious because I know it works. Because like my case, the reason I was lacking, the reason I was going hunger, because I was wasted. God cannot trust me. He tried to teach me. I didn't know it. I tried to learn from, his obligation to help me. No, he said, he's the only person obligated to help me. But I have to be good stewardship. It's like the end. Because it is his pleasure to give us a kingdom. It is his pleasure to give us prosperity. But we need to learn this thing, to learn manage. If we don't know it, we just blow it. Just like I did 15 years. Just blow it. He's good. I was wasted. He's not happy with that. He still loves me. Yes. If he's not loving me today, I'm done. You see that? The thing is, God is practical. He wants us to use what we have so he can multiply. Multiply. So the purpose of multiply, so we can give to the kingdom, can change people's life. I want to give the kingdom multiply next year. Because why? There's reward in heaven. The one sow, the one reap, they all have their part. This is my friend in Vietnam. I said, whatever you do over there, whatever the reward in heaven you have, I have it too. Because I sow the seed. You scatter the seed. He the one get people saved. I don't know how to get people saved. He know how to get people saved. He know how to bring people to the church. He know how to make people believe in Jesus. I don't know. See, everyone has different gifts. I have given grace. God has blessed me in finance. I want to partner with you. You see, Paul talking about a lot of partnering in the church, Philippi and other churches. Some people just brag about they're about to give their pledges, but they never give. But we want to be people like the doer of the work. It's not the saying only, walk of the walker. So what's the reason? God want us to flourish in the area so we can give bountifully. Just like in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, Paul talking about the purpose we give. So God give the seed to the sower, food to the eater. So, and then cause everyone thanksgiving, verse 12. We're talking about from 10 to verse 10, I believe, verse 9, 10. So cause thanksgiving to God. That's aroma to him. That's a blessing. So what the Lord, I believe, is well going to transfer in believer the time we are living. I really believe the well transfer. Now, we need to learn how to manage before you get well. You heard a lot of people who won lottery. After 5 years, they're poorer than before they hit lottery. You heard about a story? I heard a lot at workplace. I work with public every day. I learned a lot from the knowledge from you guys. Lady, you guys love to talk. Guess what? I'm absorbing, baby. I'm absorbing. I'm receiving. I'm serious. Sometimes I just quiet. Sometimes I talk. Yeah, I'm just quiet. Learn to receive. Just like I talk to people who do nails and Christian. You don't value. You don't honor a person come to you and get their nails done. You don't do it right. You don't honor the money. You just try to make more money. I said, you're doing that. You're not Christian. In God's sight, God is not happy with you. God wants you to do with all your heart. Because you're honoring others, and then God can honor you. And then God can trust you. And then God can bring you trust more and more and more. I say, managing as a good stewardship, you watch, I will flourish. Because I know it works. Within 2 years, we got more than $150,000 to build a shop, debt-free. To me, that's a miracle. But I know that the Lord showed me how to manage it. When we spend, don't try to spend cheap. When you give, you ask God to change your thinking. First thing, instead of like, okay, every dollar I have, man, I can't, this is hard for me to give. No, you want to learn to give generous. You be generous. You don't tight with your money. The more you tight with your money cannot grow because you like squeezing it. You're not releasing it. So, okay? So, but you don't want to do beyond your heart. You want to ask God to open how much your heart open, you give. Because God does want you to give necessity. When you see necessity, you give. It's not God. God wants you to give cheerful giver. You learn cheerful giver. Okay. So like this way. Let them put this way easier. So we want to make it practical right here. Let's say this year you give 500. Father, this year I want to strike at 600. Make it easier, right? No condemnation if we don't give. Okay. God doesn't want us to give beyond we can. God talked to us. We all know that. God wants us to give like by faith. Okay, Father. I want to give next year. This is my goal next year. Give to the kingdom. Can be a different person. Can be whenever God assigns you to give. Look for opportunity. Don't have to be one person or one. Like me, God asked me to partner with anything, partner with Andrew Womack, and partner with that guy. So that's what I'm going to do. And now I will say, Lord, I want to increase my giving. Because so much fun. When I see people life change and his dad come home, oh my goodness, he can't stop thanking Jesus enough. So fun to see that. So fun. You see that? Can now we give 6,000 people their life never change. How about that? Because we didn't give the wrong time. You see that? That was a good thing to do with Naruto. We have wasted. So we have repent. So we want to learn like this guy, this ant. So they store the need. They store. So when the time comes, so they have. Not like my case, when my need come, I have no way. I just go fasting. I didn't blame God. It's my fault. It's not his fault. He giving me money. I didn't store it. I just blow it. 5,000, some mama give to my family. Hey, they said, why you give me so much money? I said, I love you. Just give $8,000. Gone, boom. When I need it, no way to be found. I can't go back. The Bible said you should force not to beg. I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm hungry. Okay, I worship you. I thank you so much, Jesus. I love you. I was hungry. It's okay. And I told God, Lord, if you let me go through jungle without dying, I'm not dying without food in America, the richest country. That's all I say. But this morning, he reminded me, you have wasted, man. You have wasted my goods. You have wasted my money. So the purpose of we managing this thing is God answered, give, it will give back to you. The purpose of the blessing Abraham when he was blessed, what? So he can be a blessing to others. So we can have opportunity to share the gospel, to share how good our Jesus. You know, if you go to a restaurant, you want to give good tip. Okay? If you don't have good tip, don't go eat. Trust me. You go fast food, okay? Don't go to a restaurant and eat. You go fast food, you don't have to give tip. Okay? But you go, if you go to fast food, you give tip, even better. But you don't have to. But restaurant, you have to give tip because people serve you only $2 per hour. How can they leave? When I don't have money, I don't go out eat in like restaurant. I can go to fast food. So fast food, you can write out in, thank you, bye. Don't worry about the tip. But you go to restaurant because that's what the waitress, they live for. So we have to honor God first, take care of people who serve us. That's his culture. So the Lord wants us, what the Lord wants us, he wants to give us in this life more abundantly in every area of life, but we need to do our due diligence. Just like talking about spending a little bit and then I will close. Spending, let's say $100 internet free included or $50 monthly service, and then when you go over, they charge you $200. What should we do? The Lord taught me, rather you get 100 unlimited, you don't worry about overcharge, then $50, and then end up at $200. You see, that's not why. So yes, $100 is a lot of money compared to $50, but it can go over. So that's kind of a lot of things that you can ask the Lord taught you how we can be practical in every area of our life. So just like car, the same thing, buying car, because I don't have money, I want to buy a reliable car, and I'm going to take good of my car because I want to be a good stewardship, and my car would last forever, at least 15 years before I buy another car, because payment is expensive. Because car, and in my car, I rather buy the new one because the old used one, I don't have time to pick it. And when I have time to pick it, yes, but I save my money, I make a payment, I shouldn't do that because I want life. After 5 years, that car belongs to me. And so I believe in God to help me pay off the car, that kind of thing. So if you have all car, now payment on the car, to me, in my opinion, if you want to buy a car, keep it forever, looking for a reliable car, and after 5 years, it's going to be yours. And you take good care, it can last you up to 20 years. So if we, now if we have money, that's not an issue, it's fine. You can get a new car every time. But when we own the car, you can save a lot of money. You can save a lot of money after you own the car. Yes, that's the thing. So right here, the Lord wants us to be practical people. So because we're going to transfer into you. And then imagine if you never have $100,000, when somebody give you $100,000, what are you going to do? You're going to blow it in a minute, in 2 days gone. The Lord is not, he doesn't want us to. Because now we're about transfer to children of light. The Lord showed me this thing. The Lord also showed me something that we should have cash in our house right now. I don't know what's going on, but the Lord wants us to have cash. Whatever you can get cash, put in someplace in your house. Because something happened, you can't go to bank, you can use your card, you don't have food. So be thinking about it, pray about it. Don't listen, don't accept what I say, but pray about it. We've been doing that. Not only me, but a lot of people that I know, I respect, they ask me to do the same. I say, yes, we do it. We do it, you know, according to what you can have, and put it somewhere. Imagine if you can't use your card, what are you going to do? What are we going to do? We're going to go hunger, and we don't want that. So, yes, if something happens, I want to urgently notify us for what we can help. This thing going to happen. Serious about this thing, serious. The Lord showed me it's going to be happen. Now, the wealth transfer is going to be sometime, I believe, in our lifetime. But right now, I believe the Lord keeping this message. Want every one of us, learn from my mistake so you don't have to go through what I've gone through. I have wasted his good. I go hunger for many years, not only 2011, 2012, 2013, 3 years, I was going hunger. And I was poor since 2008, 2009, 10, 11, 13, 5 years in America because of my wasted. The Lord reminded me this morning, you have been wasted my good. I hope that helped. Amen. Father, I just thank you, Lord. Lord, I want to thank you, Lord, give us message. I want you to help us to be practical, to be wise, steward what you have given us. It's not all about our talent to make money, but you want us to be wise, just like ants, steward for the time we need. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.